When you go out into the woods and you look at trees, you see all these different trees. And some of them are bent, and some are straight, and some of them are evergreens, and some of them are whatever. And you look at the tree and you allow it. You see why it is the way it is. You sort of understand that it didn't get enough light, and so it turned that way. You don't get all emotional about it, you just allow it. You appreciate the tree. The minute you get near humans, you lose all that. And you're constantly saying, you are too this, or I'm too this. That judgment mind comes in. And so, I practice turning people into trees, which means appreciating them just the way they are. That quote by the late Ram Dass, and I want to shout out to Mark Big Ted Cullen for posting that beautiful quote on our new Facebook group, which is called Mindfulness in Daily Life. Do come and join us. We have many teachers of meditation, yoga. We have mental health professionals, authors. It's a really positive and helpful group. I'll also be teaching meditation via Facebook Live from this group. So please come over and encourage me to get started with that. Now back to the Ram Dass quote I just recited. Totally accepting people for who they are and seeing that they are the way they are because of reasons. They've been shaped into the face that is presented to the world. And the reasons that we are the way we are never really looked for. They're never seen. And the judgment is nearly always harsh. Very few people look behind our exterior to understand us, nor us them. You have, I am sure, heard it said that we're all fighting an unseen battle. An inner war. Nobody is living a life free from trouble. The nature of human existence is that this kind of friction we create in this world, this disharmony, is always there. The name for it in Buddhism is dukkha, and it basically means an imperfectly sculpted hole in a wheel. And this doesn't fit perfectly into its axle. So this causes every turn of the wheel to be a bumpy ride. And life tends to feel like this, doesn't it? We try to get comfortable in life. We finally sort out our finances. Now we have every plate spinning. Career, health, finances, and then, oh, our relationship takes a nosedive because we neglected it in order to get our finances on track. We worked too hard, mindlessly, and seemingly out of nowhere comes this new problem to shake us out of our comfort bubble. So nobody, the rich, the beautiful, the famous, the kings, the queens, and the in-betweens, nobody, not one of us, until fully awakened, lives a life free from this inner struggle. knowing this then, that all beings struggle. We should never wish them harm. Wishing them harm harms us more than them. They aren't even aware of your directed hatred most of the time, while you sit in a darkened room, filling you, yourself, with the poison of hatred, your own self. And they're out enjoying themselves, singing and dancing, oblivious to your bile. The inverse is also true. Wishing them well and happy has a profound effect on our own happiness. Sending others these wishes for happiness floods your brain and body with positive emotions that heal you and your broken relationship with the world. You become the main beneficiary of your loving kindness. One of the chemicals released in the brain is oxytocin. This is the same chemical that a mother releases in order to bond with her child. It's the chemical of the most solid bond we have in nature. If it can do that, bond a mother to a child, a mother who will give up her life for a child. Imagine what this power can do to you and your relationships. Reflect also if those against you found true happiness, they would no longer be against you. For in reality, they are only against themselves. Therefore, wish them true happiness. This is the power of a practice we will start to explore today. In Pali, it's called metta. In the West, we call it loving kindness. I've experienced this divine power in my own life many times. I've been to ecstatic heights of pure love that have brought me to tears of joy. And I've also healed fierce divisions in my life with it. This metta practice is said to be the antidote to fear, and it is. You can't have a heart filled with love and be afraid at the same time. This is why the Buddha taught it to his monks. They were afraid to live in the forest. It's a protective emotion. We feel surrounded by a powerful force. We feel a faith from this, that as long as we keep centered in our hearts, we can handle whatever comes our way. Maybe it's because we know deep down that love is truth itself. And to be in its embrace is to be in a place of perfect shelter. So we swim deep into the depths of ourselves, into the peaceful stillness of the ocean floor, where the turbulence of the storms that whip at the waves of life cannot reach. Swami Sai Premananda said, "Practice love until you remember that you are love. So, let us practice now." Sit in a comfortable position, either on the floor, legs crossed, in your usual posture, only if this is your usual posture, or in a chair, whatever is right for you. We're not looking to struggle into a perfect posture. We're being kind to ourselves, much kinder than we usually are. Just sit in this moment, feeling whatever arises, hearing any sounds, allowing, remaining open, aware, welcoming, greeting your experience with loving kindness, allowing your eyes to gently close, no forcing, and feeling the breath in the body wherever it shows up. Feeling a sense of gratitude for the force of life tirelessly working for you, giving to you without expectation of return. Feel the generosity of all you are immersed in. And now feel the heart center, the area just over from where your anatomical heart sits. Just over, so you're in the center of your chest. And drop down into it. Drop the awareness from the head into this place. And see what is here. We're going to hold our awareness over this point and then sink into the chest with the breath. Strange how it's called a chest. It reminds me of a treasure chest. This is the place where your treasure is buried, in your own chest, in your own heart. We knew as children that somewhere laid an unopened chest filled with everything that we ever needed. Then we grew up. We threw away the hand-drawn maps. The X we drew under the palm tree lost all of its meaning. We slowly lost hope that this life had any genuine treasure to offer. But now, here, we can finally begin to find it. Breathing in and out, as if breathing from this heart center. And we're nourishing the heart, breathing life into it, waking it back up, seeing what is here, what is arising. Maybe the heart trembles, maybe it's numb, or maybe it is filling up with this divine love. Whatever is here should be here for now. Don't try to change it. Everything's welcome. Everything's felt. Nothing is pushed away. Breathe in and out from your heart center. As you breathe in, draw in warm golden light, like sunlight, healing, warming, deeply relaxing. As you breathe out, breathe this same golden light out into the world. Breathe in this warm healing out into the world. increases the glow and the warmth within you, giving loving healing draws more into you. When you get tied up in your thoughts, notice that you're drawn back up into the head, and then drop the thought. There's nothing to think about, nothing to resolve. Just drop the awareness back down into your heart, feeling the breath, the golden glow of healing light. Breathing in and out from this sacred space. And now, as if we speak ever so quietly from inside the heart, we repeat these wishes for ourselves. May I be happy. Repeat that inside. May I be happy. And look and feel what shows up. It can be difficult to wish ourselves to be happy. Our culture here in the West can equate loving oneself as selfish or vain. In reality, we heal the world. We love the world by loving ourselves first. So this is healing for everyone. We're healing ourselves first. We fill the vessel we later pour from. If we don't fill it, we come to pour and it is dry. There's nothing to give. Mother Teresa said, if we each sweep our own doorstep, the whole world would be clean. She knew this power, the power of love. So breathing in and out from the heart, speaking so quietly, from inside the heart we repeat, may I be well. May I be well. May I be safe and protected. May I be safe and protected. Feeling that deep wish, may I be safe and protected. May my heart and mind awaken and be free. Repeating these phrases one after another. Maybe on the out-breath, whatever works for you. May I be happy. May I be well. May I be safe and protected. May my heart and mind awaken and be free. You may feel a warm glow in the heart, and if you do, focus on that, allowing it to increase as you say the words slowly, deep inside your heart. You might feel numb or even sad. Everything is welcome. Trust the process. Just keep slowly saying the phrases. The intention is the important thing here, and it works even if you feel nothing. Trust me. If it's too much to remember, just pick two or three that resonate with you. Or even make up your own. May I be happy. May I be well. May I be safe and protected. May my heart and mind awaken and be free. and the mind wanders, just keep coming back to the breath. And anything that arises in the heart center, feeling what is present, repeating the phrases, may I be well, may I be happy, may I be safe and protected, may my heart and mind awaken and be free. Now, whenever you're ready, open your eyes and bring this lovely, peaceful heart out to radiate kindness into your world. We all need this comfort right now. So send this to any friend or relative that you think will benefit. And if you haven't, please subscribe to these podcasts. Thank you again to Camille for helping me, for supporting me with this podcast. Have a great week, everyone, and see you soon for part 2 of this series.